Waka. Hello, I'm Bea Nicole, and this is Buried on the Tundra. I wish to acknowledge that I record this podcast on the ancestral land of the Yupik Chupik people. I acknowledge this is not only in thanks to the indigenous communities who have held relationships with the land for generations, but also in recognition of the historical and ongoing legacy of colonialism. Additionally, I acknowledge this as a point of reflection for all of us as we work towards dismantling colonial practices. Today's case is not a true crime case. I did want to cover this case to give those of you who are not or have not lived in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta a peek into how the COVID-19 outbreak affected us here. Pilot Station, Alaska is 93 miles slightly northwest of Bethel. It's located on the Yukon River. The estimated population is 625 people. In the 2000 census, there were 109 households and 92 families in the village. The racial makeup was 96.9% Alaskan Native, 2.36% white, and 0.73% were from two or more races. The median income of a household was $31,071, and for a family it was $27,411. 25.3% of the families and 28.7% of the population were below the poverty line. On Friday, March 13th, 2020, the governor of Alaska, Mike Dunleavy, issued his first COVID-19 health mandate. This mandate suspended and limited public visitation to certain facilities and institutions throughout the state. It also put all public schools on non-student contact days. This was the first time the Kuskokwim Delta was impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic. Following the first mandate, the governor of Alaska would do a press conference every day at 5 p.m. These televised updates usually came with a new mandate. Because of how fast things were changing, the only way to get information about what was happening was to either watch the press conference at 5 or to look at the governor's Facebook page every day. Eventually, they did come up with a website that was part of the governor's page that would have mandates when they were updated on there. The first case of COVID-19 was not announced until April 9th. During that time, there were only 192 cases in the state of Alaska. During the beginning phases, because of the population sizes in each village, the YKHC, or Yukon-Kuskokwim Health Corporation, could not announce where the case was from. The villages of the YK Delta are all tribally run, so many of them had elected to go on lockdown before any cases had arrived. During the beginning stages of the lockdowns, the biggest factor was getting into a village. So if you were traveling into a village, you needed to be either a tribal member or somebody who was working in that village. If you were coming in, you had to call and have permission to get into the village before you even got on the plane. Also, several of the village stores were impacted by having slow freight because of COVID-19, and they were not providing services for out-of-towners, only for locals. Freight had slowed down because people weren't flying. Because of travel restrictions, airlines ended up only having 2 scheduled flights a day, and even put one airline into bankruptcy. On April 5th of 2020, Raven Airlines shut down, which caused a huge hole in the freight
routes out to the villages.
So not only did the little airlines get cut down to two times a day, the only way in and out of Bethel had then become the Alaska Airlines jet, which went down to one flight a day when normally it is three. This put a huge strain on travel, which is very important, especially with medical services that are usually provided in Anchorage. The requirement for wearing a mask while flying was put in place earlier here than the president's transportation mask mandate. We also had a mandate in Bethel that if you were flying in, you had to be COVID-19 tested at the airport. Another form of transportation that was affected were the cabs. In Bethel, the cabs were only allowed to have one passenger, which usually they tried to fill the whole cab. You then were charged $5 for just getting in the cab and then $1 per minute for wherever you were going. This was pretty pricey. Usually the cab rate is $5 just to go anywhere in town and $8 to get to the airport. This made it about $7 sometimes to go from point A to point B in town, and a whole lot pricier to get to the airport. Starting October of 2020 to February 23rd of 2021, the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta had the highest COVID-19 case rates in the state. At this point, a huge majority of the villages went on lockdown and the schools went on remote learning. November of 2020 was the highest of the 4 months. During that time, the rate was 300 per 100,000. On December 16th of 2020, the Pfizer vaccine arrived in Bethel. Elders and healthcare workers were provided the vaccine as soon as they possibly could. Following that, teachers and other frontline workers were provided with the vaccine. There seems to be some resistance from getting the vaccine by a good amount of the population in the western region. I know there had been rumors of infertility after being vaccinated that have been proven wrong by multiple sources. Johns Hopkins is one of them. And now we are seeing the Delta variant raise cases, and the Yukon-Kuskokwim region is back on red rate of infection, which could lead to going back to lockdowns and face masks and all that not fun stuff. Thirty-seven-year-old Joe Xavier became symptomatic on November 22, 2020. His sister reported his skin began to change colors from lack of oxygen. He also began to struggle to breathe. Joe was taken to the Pilot Station Health Clinic. The health aides recorded his oxygen levels at 38%. Normal oxygen levels are 95% or higher. Joe was immediately attached to oxygen, and the clinic worked on contacting the medevac. During the 2 days that he was at the clinic called both for a medevac and the military to see if the Black Hawk could reach Pilot Station. The weather was windy, rainy, and foggy, and did not cooperate with letting Joe leave. On November 25th, 2020, surrounded by family and the sounds of Slavic songs, Joe Xavier passed away in the Pilot Station Health Clinic. Due to COVID restrictions, Joe's family were not allowed to take him home to prepare him for burial. The next day, Joe was buried. Many members of the Pilot Station Village attended the outdoor burial. Family members were upset. Joe did not get a proper farewell from his family due to COVID. Joe was not the only family member in the household to be affected by COVID-19. His mother, sister, and brother were also affected by the virus.
The worst of the three was Joe's 33-year-old sister, B. She had checked into the pilot station clinic on Joe's second day there. The medevac had also been called to get B. B was not medevaced out until Thanksgiving Day, which was 3 days after it was originally called due to weather. B was sent to Seattle, Washington. Her vital organs began to fail in Seattle one by one. Her team of doctors decided to put her in a medically induced coma. On January 7th, months after being in the coma, B woke up. After rehab, B returned to Pilot Station on February 8th, 2021. Joe Xavier was born June 15th, 1983. He was a firefighter at one point and would travel throughout the state. During COVID, he had become a COVID officer, assisting people with safety and assistance with quarantine restrictions. He was a good-hearted, loving, devout, church-going man. His family greatly misses him. The number one reason why I wanted to cover this tragic death was because now, after Joe has died, we do have a vaccine. And I think it's very important for people to get the vaccine to help us go back to normal. Now, I do understand that there are reasons why people do not want to get it. And if that is your choice, I respect that. But please make sure you follow the safety precautions that people who are unvaccinated are supposed to follow. With how isolated and hard it is to get to certain villages and to get out of certain villages when medical issues come up, please keep those thoughts in mind when you decide whether you're going to get vaccinated or not. You can find case pictures, source materials, and a case map showing you the locations of each of the villages I've talked about. Go to buriedonthetundra.com. You can follow me on Facebook at Buried on the Tundra. You can also follow me on Instagram at Buried on the Tundra Podcast. Like, subscribe, review the podcast on whatever platform you're using. Next week, we're going to talk about a banishment of a VPO in Antioch. If you'd like to suggest a case, please send an email to buriedonthetundra@gmail.com. Warmest wishes from the coldest state.